Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the start line by an athlete, clothing designer, and former roofer, and still recovering from Las Vegas. You've seen him play everywhere, especially in FX's Welcome to Wrexham. We welcome Ollie Palmer.
Nice to meet you, Sean. How are you?
Absolutely great, Ollie. Let's go beyond the mic. You've been part of the success of the Red Dragons. What makes Welcome to Wrexham difficult yet rewarding in watching?
Oh, there's so much that makes it, you know, rewarding, really. I think you look back at the history of the football club and the downfall and the hard times to where the club is now and thriving, and the passion of the town, the Hollywood owners. There's so much contrast to it, so much mix within the bowl. There's so much different ingredients that maybe shouldn't go that just go, and it's just made for a whirlwind of the last 3.5-4 years.
How has the series changed the way you see yourself and your future?
No, the series hasn't really changed anything about myself. It's just been amazingly fun to be able to capture the story and the journey of what we're on. You know, what we've achieved is incredible, but to be able to capture that on camera and, you know, to watch it back in years to come, that's probably the most special thing that I enjoy about it.
Ollie, what's your plans post Wrexham? Would you like a season or two in the US or finish your pro career off in the UK?
Yeah, I've spoken about this a lot, and after my Wrexham career, I don't think I'll be able to go to another League One football club in the UK. It's just been too exciting. I think I'd struggle to do that. So I think to go abroad, to America or Australia or something like that is probably my only option after my Wrexham career is over.
Ollie Palmer from FX's Welcome to Wrexham joins us beyond the mic. And Ollie, it's time for the Rocking Eight. 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to mind. There is absolutely no pressure.
Okay.
Favorite piece from your WXM clothing line?
Oversized hoodie.
What's the one thing Caitlin depends on you to do at home?
Cut the grass.
First tattoo was of what and where?
It was a script about my uncle, my granddad, two of the most influential people in my life, who I lost, unfortunately, at a younger age. So that was for them, and that was the two football inspirations in my life. The only two, really.
Ollie, your favorite World Cup match you've ever seen live was where? And will you watch the World Cup in the US?
The World Cup final, and I will definitely watch the World Cup in the US. I can't wait for that.
Who's the soccer player who inspired you?
David Beckham is just my hit. I'm not crying, I'm joking. David Beckham was my hero. And you've got Thierry Henry and, you know, the R9s. But I'd probably have to go with Beckham. I've just always loved him.
So, what's your dream car?
Ferrari.
Ollie, what's the best lesson you want your son and daughter to take away from your life?
To always be polite. I think for whatever your faults may be, if you're a polite person, that'll take you a long way in life.
Would you retire if the Reds went back to back to back to back? I think that's four.
I think because of my age, I think I'd do it, yeah. I think I would just end on a high. Actually, I would want to make a Premier League debut, right? So let me just get one of those games in quick. I sign a month-long contract and they can say, right, you've got to go, mate. You're not good enough for the Premier League.
Let's sneak in a couple more from FX's Welcome to Wrexham. Ollie Palmer joins us beyond the mic. You said, quote, "Remember to keep working hard and believe in the process, even when things don't feel like they are improving, no matter how long it takes, it always will," unquote. What makes Wrexham so special to you?
I think it's the people of Wrexham. It's so much more than the Hollywood owners or the superstar football players, or it's the people of Wrexham. I think it's where, you know, what they did to save the football club, and football clubs here are such big parts of the community. It's what people live for. It's what people spend their hard-earned money on, and the passion and everything that went into saving the football club from, you know, being burnt down to the ground many years ago. It's the people to that we really owe to be in the positions that we're in now, and we try to show that in the football, and that's where our passion and our drive comes from. And for me, if you just keep working hard, and they'll give you so much back, and that's why we play football, right? We play football for those moments, and we've been able to create so many moments together.
When people see this season of Welcome to Wrexham, what do you believe they'll be surprised by?
Oh, there's a few real life roller coasters in there. I'm not even going to say, but there's a few twists and turns on this journey. It's actually going to be, I would imagine, the best series yet out of all four.
It's time for One Big Question with Ollie Palmer from Welcome to Wrexham on FX Beyond the Mic. You're always pushing for the little guy. 7 years ago, you were supporting your cousin Frankie, who passed from osteosarcoma cancer. What makes fighting for the little guy, like Wrexham, important for you?
I think it just in life, obviously everyone goes through the tough times and everyone has tragedies and you know, these moments kind of shape who you are and shape who your family become and stuff. And, you know, watching my family go through that and losing, you know, little Frankie was one of the hardest things, you know, we've ever had to go through. And I think, you know, within Wrexham, I've met many people as well that are kind of going through similar things. I spent some time with Archie, who's a young boy in Wrexham who I surprised at the hospital, and I was able to put in contact with Rob and Ryan, and then they were able to make a fuss of him on the last game of the season, and you know, we brought him down to watch a game, and that happened to be the game we got promoted, and that made it so special. And it's being able to do things like that for people of Wrexham, you know, especially when you have that relation to it and you know what they're going through, it just brings even more togetherness.
I have to ask, will it be back to back to back to back?
Will it be back to back to back to back? Of course.
Caitlin depends on him to cut the grass. His first tattoo was inspired by his uncle and his granddad. He wants you to watch Welcome to Wrexham on FX. Ollie Palmer, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you. Take care, mate.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut.
If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.